Well, this district especially is an education district. There are 9 universities and colleges in this district and 7 community college districts that are served in this district. Education has to be a priority of any member of Congress in this district. I graduated from one of the institutions, Millikan University, 20 years ago, and I believe that we need to ensure that there are partnerships with the federal government that can be put forth to ensure that we allow our students, allow our future to continue to grow and learn in an environment and be ready to take advantage of any job opportunities once they graduate because of what they were able to learn here at the university. The research park here at U of I is a phenomenal example of giving our students an opportunity that other colleges don't have. The SIU corn to ethanol facility at SIUE is another wonderful example. And those are the types of things that I hope to work with each and every university to determine what is their best role to partner with the federal government and begin the process of ensuring that our students have options that you and I have never even dreamed of. Now, community colleges. I want to work with community colleges to actually increase their ability to put students into their manufacturing program. And when I say students, that just doesn't mean somebody graduating high school and going to the community college. That means those who are unemployed right now. They need the option to be able to go back to school and better themselves. I think it's a travesty right now. Somebody who's unemployed, who may not get into an approved WIA training program, can't take their savings or their family money or anything that they want to do, or go get a student loan. They can't go back to the community college or a university and actually go to school without the risk of losing their unemployment benefits. Those are things public policymakers can make a difference in. That's something I want to do through WIA authorization and unemployment insurance reform so that we can ensure that that individual has an opportunity to go back to school. I've met with Steve Hillard at HL Precision here in Champaign-Urbana, and Steve manufactures parts for flight simulators. He has said he'll take every single Parkland College grad from their manufacturing training program and hire them, but he can't get enough. Let's imagine if we allowed those who are unemployed looking for a new career to go back to school, go through that training program, maybe at their own dime. Let's allow them the opportunity to do that while still remaining on unemployment so that they can raise their families. That's the American way, and that's what I intend to do, to work with those universities and community colleges to make that happen. I think if you look overall at where we've gone federally, the federal role in our primary and secondary education system, I think it's tantamount to not enough money, too many regulations. Right now, the federal government invests about 5% of the overall funding in our primary and secondary education. But it seems like they have about 95% of the rules and regulations that they have to follow, that school districts have to follow. I'm a local control guy. I want to make sure that we allow the school districts to be able to make the decisions that they and their teachers and their students and families need to make to get their students to grow, to meet the metrics that have been put forth. I'm not afraid to say, okay, here are some minimum standards, but let's make sure that we use the local school districts to help set those minimum standards so that we can adequately judge the progress on a year-to-year basis. But the key is not having the federal government be the one to set those. It's the local school districts.